Colombia's president-elect Álvaro Uribe is in Washington on his first U.S. tour. He's looking for support to crack down on his country's outlaw armed groups, especially the largest left-wing rebel group known as the FARC. Uribe wants to change Colombian law to make it easier to root out and arrest suspected rebels. But as NPR's Martin Casti reports from Bogota, some Colombians fear he'll sacrifice civil rights in the process.
This is Corabastos, the sprawling produce market that supplies all of Bogota. Earlier this morning, on this patch of road near the market's entrance, an old car loaded with tomatoes blew up. The police were quick to haul the wreck away, but market workers are still picking through the debris, salvaging stray parts. Holding the car's taillights, Victor Gonzalez says he saw what happened. A couple of strangers had hired the car and the driver.
They had loaded some fruit, and they told the driver, "Wait a moment while we go get some more." So while they were gone, the driver got out to drink a soda, and that's when the car exploded.
The blast injured five people, including the driver, who was drinking his soda just a few feet away. The strangers never came back. Police blame this and other recent bombings on the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Traditionally, the FARC has acted in rural areas and small towns, but there's a growing consensus among security experts that the rebels are now starting to penetrate urban areas. Alfonso Plazas is a retired army colonel who advised Colombia's chief of staff until last year.
Evidentemente, la mayoría de los
Most of the guerrillas are campesinos and are easy to pick out in urban settings, Plaza says. But the rebels have started recruiting more in the urban slums, taking advantage of the people's misery, and that makes it easier for them to organize a terror campaign. Plaza points to the arrest last year of three Irishmen accused of being members of the IRA and of teaching the FARC how to build better bombs.
Welcome to Colombia.
The prospect of an urban terror war has helped to elect defense hawk Álvaro Uribe as Colombia's next president. Uribe has proposed a nationwide watch system in which a million regular people would become the eyes and ears of law enforcement.
It is much better for the rule of law that civilians, instead of cooperating with illegal groups such as guerrillas or paramilitaries, they begin to cooperate with the police and with the army. The more the people cooperate with the police and with the army, the more effective these two institutions will become.
Uribe is vague about how the system will work, except to say that it will consist of people such as building superintendents, who will report suspicious activity to the authorities. Critics say it would turn those people into military targets. Some also worry about invasion of privacy. But Uribe is undeterred. Switching to Spanish, he says he's also planning to give security forces broader powers. We will seek to facilitate captures, raids, and preventive detention, Uribe says. He wants to amend Colombia's decade-old constitution to make it easier to declare a so-called state of exception, a sort of state of siege in which civil rights are curtailed for security reasons. For many on the political left, Uribe's plans sound like an attempt to take Colombia back to the days in which states of exception were common and the nonviolent opposition had to hide from the police. Agustin Jimenez is a lawyer who represents imprisoned leftist guerrillas. He acknowledges that the FARC has a new strategy to affect the urban bourgeoisie, as he puts it, but he says bombings such as the one at the produce market may not be what they seem.
In Colombia, hay que dudar de muchas cosas.
In Colombia, you have to doubt many things, Jimenez says. The people working in that market aren't exactly big businessmen. It's hardly a center of power to be attacked. The FARC has not claimed responsibility for this or similar bombings, and Jimenez says he's worried that Uribe's allies in the security forces are trying to use the specter of urban terror to abrogate the relatively generous civil rights of the 1991 Constitution. But other Colombian leftists are less concerned. Congressman Antonio Navarro Wolf is a former guerrilla, and he helped to write the new constitution. He says Uribe may want to limit civil rights, but he doubts that he'll get very far. It will be hard for him to overreach, says Navarro Wolf, because that would just confirm all the fears that were raised during his campaign. I think the international community won't accept an excess of authority. And Navarro Wolf says ultimately, civil rights in Colombia may be in the hands of Uribe's benefactors. Martin Casti, NPR News, Bogota.